Good afternoon, and it's my honor and privilege to welcome all of you today to the Arkansas State University Three Rivers campus, and it's always a thrill to have our governor join us. So with that, it is my honor to introduce the governor, Asa Hutchinson. Thank you, sir, for being here.
Thank you, Dr. Rook, and thank you for your hospitality today, including the ASU Three Rivers mask, which I much appreciate. It is good to be in Hot Spring County here in Malvern today, and we had, as is our custom, a very good meeting with a number of community leaders, both from the school superintendent to Dr. Rook here at the college, to the hospital administrator, to the business leaders and the mayor, and I want to thank each of your hospitality for allowing us to be here on the campus today and to have this discussion about how we as a community are fighting back against COVID-19, but also keeping our economy moving. I also am delighted to be joined by Dr. Jose Romero, Secretary of the Department of Health today. I want to make one first announcement, and that is, as you know, we are really working hard with the support of the legislature, and we have Representative Bragg here and Senator Alan Clark, where we have put $100 million more money into the expansion of high-speed broadband into the rural areas of our state. And this is through our Arkansas Rural Connect grant program administered by our Department of Commerce. And I'm pleased to announce today that $7 million in additional grants have been made through that program to different cities and providers to get high-speed internet into our rural communities. Of that, it includes $1.1 million to the city of Donelson and Central Arkansas Telephone Company. That is a neighboring community to here in Malvern. That illustrates the need as well as the opportunity and the plan to get that internet to those communities. Other cities in the announcements includes Crossett, Carlisle, Palestine, Emmett, and Centerpoint. All will be recipients of grants through that Rural Connect grant program. Secondly, before I go to the case report, for today, I was asked yesterday about the White House report. They issue a state report periodically. I receive that as internal information, really, to give us their views on what is happening in Arkansas and perhaps what more can be done. And they also have it color-coded. And the question yesterday, is Arkansas still in the red? Well, I received that report yesterday, and I'm pleased to say that we have moved from red to yellow in terms of test positivity, which means that statewide, the White House has recognized that we are below 10% in our positivity rate for our tests. And so that is good news. We've worked to get that down. The other part of it is that they measure the number of cases per 100,000 population. And if you're less than 100,000 population, you can be in yellow. If you are more than 100 new cases per 100,000 population, then you are in red. Well, we are still in red in terms of our new cases for last week. If we continue to make this progress, I'm hopeful that we will be in yellow soon. And so for Arkansas, this would mean that we would be less than 3,000 new cases over the course of a week. And as you can see, we're close to getting there, but we've got a little bit more work to do. Last week, we had 3,600 cases, according to the White House numbers. And hopefully this week, we can reduce our new cases to less than the 3,000 that allow us to make that continued progress. They also make recommendations that you can close bars, you can close restaurants, you can not open schools, and things like that that we do not believe is appropriate under our current circumstances. And so we're setting our path based upon the information that we have in front of us, and we're trying to follow the data as to what our new cases are connected to. And we haven't seen a connection to economic activity, and so we're not going to be shutting down economic activity because we don't see that correlation, and we want our businesses to be able to continue open. And so it's a balance for me as governor. You like to have the information that comes from experts at the White House, but we also recognize they're looking at the entire nation from New York to the state of California, and we have to make decisions that guide us, and that's what we are trying to do every day. With that, let's go to the case report. Yesterday, we had 56,894 cases cumulative. We're adding another 480 cases to that number. That brings us to 57,374 cumulative COVID cases. In terms of hospitalizations, it's good news that we've had a reduction of 24 in our hospitalized. That brings us down to 442. Now, that is a lagging indicator. When you see case numbers go up, you know that hospitalizations will eventually go up. If you see case numbers go down, hospitalizations is a lagging indicator that will go down as we progress in time. Deaths is not as good a news. We've had an additional 15 deaths. Dr. Romero will have additional comments on that. That brings our total death total to 711 in the state of Arkansas. And we regret those deaths for each family member and for all the sadness that that represents. Let's go to our graphs that will let us see this in a different way. And you can see that we're up a little bit from yesterday, but we're still in that downward trend. If you go to the next one, the 7-day rolling average, you can see what I just said, that we're on a downward trend with a little bit of an uptick right there at the end. In terms of our active cases, that's even better news. This is the total cumulative cases, less those that have been considered recovered. And we continue to go down in our active cases around Arkansas, which is very good to see. And then the number of hospitalized, as already indicated, is going down. Let's go on. And this now takes us to what I like to do when I get out into a region of the state, is to talk about the southwest region of Arkansas in terms of our public health region. And I just wanted you to see the different five public health region and how they're located. And you can see Hot Spring County right in the northeast part of the southwest region. But we'll be focusing on that. If we go to the next slide, you can see the growth rate of new cases from August 16th to August 22nd by public health region. And here we look at the southwest region, which I'm going to get a little bit closer here. The southwest region, you can see, is the highest actual growth rate during that time. And so even though Hot Spring County is doing well, you do see that we've got to watch the southwest region. And we know that there are different correctional facilities here that does have an impact. But you have to remember, even a rural part of the state, you do have some spread. Can you see me okay here? All right. Let's go to the next one. And here, this is the number and growth rate of cases by county here in the southwest region. So this breaks it even further down. And so let's look at Hot Spring County first right here. And you can see that on August 16th, we had 299 cases. We went to 388 cases August 22nd. And so that is a growth of 14 cases, which is 3.7%, which is one of the smaller growth rates in that southwest region. So good job, Hot Spring County, Judge. We certainly want to compliment you on that. And these, of course, are cumulative numbers that we are seeing here. And then if you go to the growth rate in cases, the same period, but this is by age group. And so it's a different way to look at the new cases in the Southwest region. And here again, which one is the top one? That's sort of hard to measure. It's almost a tie between 0 to 17 and 45 to 64 in age group in terms of the growth in cases. And this is percentage, so it's about, you know, a 11% growth in cases for the 0 to 17, which is going to recover. They have less risk anyway, even though everything is a risk. 45 to 64 is a higher level of risk, and those you can see the 11% growth in cases there. And then this is the one that has all of the different regions, public health regions, and it shows just simply the trend line. And so the top one, and of course this is Northwest region, is the very top one, and you can see where we had the terrible time for a number of weeks in the Northwest region, and now it's been on a jagged line going down. You have ups and downs in it, but it is much decreased from where it was at the point. If you look then at the red line, which is the Southeast, the red line, you can see that it went up, and that is going down a little bit, if I can see it right. The Southwest, where we are right now, is the green. And the green, as you can see, is very jagged, but it's below there, but it's one that we have to watch. And that reflects my colored blindness just a little bit. Oh, the green, there it is. It's flat. So you're in better shape there, and it's flat at a lower number. Anyway, you can see that there. And then if we will go to the next slide, I think we'll move on to our testing information. And this is something I want to talk about just for a second. As you can see, today's testing was not as high as we'd like it to be. It was 3,300 in terms of tests, and we did not do as well as we'd like to in the public health lab. Our commercial labs are down a little bit. I've talked to Dr. Romero about this, and some of it is dependent upon demand and people saying, we want to go get a test. And so there's only a certain amount that we can control. And I've challenged the Department of Health to really look for different creative ways to invigorate those testing numbers so that we can have a higher testing result, meet our goal, and to have a good surveillance of what we see across the state. And so it takes individual citizens saying, I've traveled, maybe I should get a test. It takes an individual citizen making the decision that, I'm not feeling well today. I need to go get a test. And remember, the public health labs, which is in your county health units, is open to you. It's hospital, it's clinic, but it is the county health unit that can give you a quick turnaround on a test, and within 48 hours it should come back to you, and that's reliable, it's affordable. And I hope that everybody will help us to meet those goals. And then tests per 100,000. I want to encourage everybody that this compares us with different states. We're still leading most of the states in this area in terms of our testing per 100,000 people. Tennessee and Louisiana are ahead of us. That other one you had. I think we're going back one. That's tests per 100,000. Do we have anything after that? All right, the 7-day rolling average of positivity is going in the right direction, below 10%. We like it. And I think that, and then on our test, we have 143,000 tests this month. We're going to have to kick it in gear to meet our goal. Then I wanted to bring up the antigen test. And, of course, the antigen test measures the protein in the virus. In COVID-19, it measures the protein, and it's different than the PCR test. That tests a different part of the virus. This is one that is a quick response, 95% accurate, and we have different places across Arkansas that you can get an antigen test. We hope that we can do more of those. Sometimes the pharmacy has that available. Sometimes and we now have the antigen test available in many, not all, but many of our county health units as well. And so with that, Dr. Romero, I know I kept you on the sidelines for a minute, so I'll let you come and make your comments, and then I'll have some additional comments.
Thank you very much, Governor. So I'll add a little bit more detail to what the Governor has told you already. Before I talk about the deaths, let me tell you that we've not had a change in the number of individuals on a ventilator, which is good. It's still at 108. Concerning the deaths, which were mentioned by the Governor at 711, with 15 new cases, two of those cases actually occurred in the months prior to August. Seven of those deaths occurred in nursing home patients, but no clustering. That is to say, we had no single nursing home that had an outbreak that was leading to death, and they were not from correctional facilities. It is tragic that we lose anyone. It's important to keep in mind that nursing home patients, because they are elderly, are at very high risk for severe outcomes of this disease. And it's one of the reasons why we have programs in place to limit visitation depending on the number of cases. So bear in mind if you go and you visit your relatives in a nursing home. With regard to active cases, we currently have 5,312. I want to point out, since we are here in Hot Spring County, that there are only 70 active cases in the county. With regard to testing, the Governor has spoken about that, but again, a little bit more fine point here for the county. The county, your county, is exceeding the testing rate that the state is doing overall. Your testing rate is 2,869, which is about 400 cases per 10,000 more than the state average. So an applause to all of you for doing this. You're driving the information wheel forward. Lastly, I want to talk about the counties. There are four counties that have 20 or more cases. They are Pulaski, again, at number one at 80 cases, Faulkner at 41 cases, Sebastian 38, and Saline at 22. And before I turn over the podium to the Governor, I really want to make sure that we all don't fall into this trap of testing fatigue. It is tiresome to hear me over and over again to say we need testing, but without those numbers, we cannot give an adequate forecast, an adequate idea of what the numbers of cases and the prevalence is in your county, and especially for schools now that we're working with ACHI in getting school-based numbers. So please continue to do so. As the Governor pointed out, if you have a reason to do so, if you've traveled out of state, if you have concerns, get them. The last thing I want to say about testing in the local health unit is that while we take your insurance information, if you do not have a manner to pay for this, it is fine. It is free of cost. So anybody can walk in, regardless whether you have insurance or not, we will test you. Thank you very much.
I want to end with a challenging word. And this is a story that Secretary Johnny Key related to me after getting some reports from different schools. In one school, a student took a COVID test, but he did not wait to get the results. And so he went on to school, and after going to school, he found out that he tested positive. That meant that six students had to be isolated at that point. And so that is a challenge. Now, that's what we have to do, is to have a quick turnaround on the test so you minimize that length of isolation while you get that test result and listen to your doctor on that point. But we need everybody to take responsibility. And obviously, if you have reasons to go get a test, then you ought to wait for that test result and not expose others during that time, particularly when you're going to a school environment that you could expose others, and that causes them to have to miss time while they're having to isolate or quarantine. And so we need everyone to take responsibility and actions. And then finally, a more positive story. One school, you know, the teachers, the superintendent go out there in front of the school to meet the students as they come for the first day. And there was a fifth grade boy that came to the school, and he was crying. And so the principal ran out there, the teachers ran out there, what's wrong, what's wrong? And they thought he was just fearful of coming in, and he was crying because he said, I am so happy to be back in school. And that relationship, that friendship, what it means is just gratifying and recognize the importance of what we're doing. With that, let's turn it open for questions. And let me recognize Andrew DeMillo, if he's on the line, if he has a question.
Hi, thank you, Governor. Wanted to ask you about that report. I know you talked about Arkansas moving into the yellow zone. It still says that on positivity, it's the ninth highest in the country. Want to see how much of a concern is it for Arkansas to be that high? And second part of the question was on the recommendations. You talked about some of the recommendations dealing with businesses. There were also recommendations in there dealing with stricter limits on social gatherings. And wanted to see, are you looking at any of those, you know, aside from the business limits, just limits on gatherings as recommended in that report?
Well, I think for all the reasons you said, these are really internal documents that are meant to provide us information, perception, ideas. You will see in that document that there's ideas for me to use as governor for messaging. I don't think I need any help on messaging, but there's saying you need to encourage people to wear a mask. It actually says in the recommendations, one of them is to have a mask mandate. Well, we already have a mask mandate. And so this is one of the many different sources of information that we get. Obviously, whenever you look at the information on positivity and where they say that we rank, we want to do better. That's a word of admonishment or recognition that we need to continue to focus and take this virus seriously. In terms of the other things that you mentioned, and as I pointed out before, their recommendations is to close all bars. Their recommendation is to restrict restaurants further than they are. These are small business people that are hurting. They're already restricted under our guidelines to two-thirds in terms of occupancy. They want us to restrict further some of the events in contrast to our strategy of using social distancing and having strict public health requirements in place. And so this is information. We have to make our judgments as to what's best for Arkansas and the balance as to what we're trying to achieve. And so it's good information, but Andrew, that's my response as to how we approach that information from the White House. Next question. Is there any questions from the Little Rock Central area? Are there any questions from anyone else on the line?
Good afternoon, Governor. It's Neil Gladner in Hot Springs. Thank you, sir. I wonder if you could give us an update on your comments from last week about the using the federal unemployment insurance money. And I ask that because just a couple of hours ago, Louisiana announced that their $300 checks will are no use.
I haven't seen the announcement about Louisiana. We're still waiting for approval on our application. And so as soon as we get the approval, then we can start the process in terms of changing our system to get that additional compensation out. Everyone needs to be patient because we have to change the IT system. Some states have a more modern system that they can deliver and make that change more rapidly. We have some greater IT challenges, and so it's going to take us some time to get that done. Once we get the approval from Washington, we'll probably be able to set more specific time frames, but everybody needs to be patient and recognize that that's going to take some time to get that flowing in an additional amount. Any other questions?
This is Andy Davis with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. I was just wondering on the test numbers from yesterday, was there a reason the number was so low, and particularly on the Department of Health test? I don't think Dr. Romero explained the reason for that number being so low.
I'll ask Dr. Romero to come and to address that question.
So that number is in part a reflection of the lack of demand, that is, the lack of testing substrate that is being sent to us. It's not because our staff is not present there or our machines are incapacitated. We are not getting those specimens to us. We need to get those specimens from other sites, and we're working with the governor now to come up with a plan for increasing our testing. I, just as a governor, do not like to see this seesaw pattern. We like to see a nice steady. But, again, we have got to be able to get them in. Your testing equipment is working. We have enough staff to do it. It's a matter of supply.
And supply, I call that demand, actually, of the public who says, you know, we want to test. And that also applies to our commercial labs. For some time, we had such a delay in our commercial labs that they were not getting results to us, and it was discouraging people from going to a commercial lab because it did take some time. That has shortened. It needs to shorten some more, but the public demand impacts both the commercial lab side as well as the Department of Health side. Is there any other question? If not, is there any question in the room? I think I didn't see anybody here. With that, look forward to being in Little Rock tomorrow. And again, it's great to be in Hot Spring County here in Malvern. Very hospitable, a great community. Thank you all very much.